It is Wednesday, February the 12th. As my phone goes off, let's turn that down. We had, and it's off, 15 games. Too much. Too many games, too much to talk about, but we will cover all of it over the next 7 hours, probably. Let's get into everything. This is the Wednesday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky and on my couch at AdamKing91. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your fantasy basketball content. And part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Let's get straight into the games because we are talking about every team. So we should just cover all of the news in the game wraps. Let's start with the first game of the night. And the last game of the night hasn't finished yet. I don't think it has not. Clippers are going to win that one, but it hasn't finished. The Pacers win the first game of the night, 134-130 in overtime over the Wizards. Let's start with the Pacers. It was the bench guys getting it done here. Still no Miles Turner. Thomas Bryant, again, serviceable, 9-11. He's fine to hold until Turner is back. But remember, most teams have about a week off now, so the injury reports, in theory, could look pretty clean when we come back out of the break. Miles Turner, part of that clean sheet, I would assume, which would mean Thomas Bryant would be a drop. But we don't know yet, so hold him. Aaron Nesmith, Andrew Nembhard, I don't think we need to be holding those guys. Benedict Mathurin got hot off the bench, 28 points. He's been very in and out, will continue to be in and out, I think. So he's fine to hold for now. Obi Toppin out of nowhere, 31 points, 10 rebounds, a block. Do not expect this moving forward. We do not need to add him after this performance. And honestly, he probably wasn't on many rosters because we weren't streaming a lot today. But he will remain a streamer. He just got absolutely hot in this one and they ran with him. Good to see, but nothing to see. Halliburton had 20-7 with a steal. Continues to be good, but not great. And on the whole, pretty disappointing, I think. The Wizards. So Keyshawn George, again, not bad. 14-9 with a steal, 36 minutes. So we're probably holding him. Obviously, there's ups, there's downs, there's inconsistencies, but he's doing enough and he's playing enough to be rostered. Bilal Coulibaly falls into that category as well, despite a very poor performance here. 3 points, 8 assists. I think he's a hold, but like I get it with these guys. Their upside is pretty limited. So you don't have to hold them. If you think you can get more value out of streaming that spot, then I don't think it's something that you're going to regret. Alex Saar returned. He had 9, 6, and 4 with 2 blocks. Look, we'd like a few more rebounds. The points are going to be up and down. 3 of 13 from the field is pretty rough for a center. But the 2 blocks are good. The 32 minutes are very encouraging. So make sure he's rostered. Bub Carrington sort of falls into that Keyshawn George, Coulibaly discussion there of someone we probably should be rostering but don't have to be. He was very good in this one, 18, 8, and 5, 2 steals, a block in 45 minutes. Jordan Poole, 42 points. He is someone I would consider selling high on. He played very well here. We could reach a point after the All-Star break where he is limited a little bit, or I don't know if they'll shut him down as such, but yeah, I do think this could be a bit of a high point for him. In saying that, they're bad anyway. So maybe they do just run him out there. It's not like he's winning them games. Kispert had 21 points. Nice streamer. Holmes with Saar back, we don't need to be holding him. Brogdon left this game with a leg injury. I think he will miss time almost certainly, which does give a little bit more value to George and Carrington. But we do have Marcus Smart, Chris Middleton to come back in after the All-Star break. So just remember that if you are looking at picking up one of those starting guard / forwards. All right, Charlotte at Orlando. The Magic, a much-needed win, 102-86. For the Hornets, I actually don't know what we're doing here in Charlotte. Miles Bridges, fine. Roster him. He's been okay. Beyond that, I mean, LaMelo Ball, I assume he's going to come back. We have to be rostering him. But, I mean, they're just giving guys nights off now. So this trend that we've seen building over the last 3-4 weeks of teams simply just not playing players for whatever reason, the NBA is not doing anything about it. So it's going to continue. The Nets, the Hornets, Wizards haven't been too bad. Utah. Yeah, it makes it really hard to trust any of these guys. Nurkic had 9 and 8 with a steal and a block in his 16 minutes, but Diabate was out with an eye injury that he was able to play through, and then all of a sudden it's bad again. So, yeah, clearly some shenanigans there, but no one seems to care. Alfred Payton started. He had 7 assists, 4 points. KJ Simpson was just inactive. Damian, now I don't even know how to say his name. It could be Bao, it could be Bo, it could be Boff. I'm not sure. He had 16 points. He was signed to a 10-day contract earlier in the day. Is he going to play? The 10-day contract will almost be up when they play their next game, so who knows? Taj Gibson had a double-double off the bench. The organization, they're just a joke. I would not bother trying to figure this out because they're just making a mockery of, the rules, but apparently the rules aren't there to stop this, which I think something has to be done. I've ranted on this before, so I'm not going to spend time. I'm going to move to Orlando. For Orlando, Goga Badadze, drop him, please. I think we're at that point. 1 point, 7 rebounds. The 4 blocks are very nice, but he played 18 minutes. Wendell Carter outplayed him. I'm not necessarily running to grab Carter, but neither of them are playing well. I'm okay with dropping Goga. I'm going to drop him in probably at least one league tonight. He's just not there. Look, maybe he figures it out. I don't know. KCP was ejected, so we got 26 minutes of Jet Howard. We're not rostering him. Anthony Black had 18, 4, and 3 with 2 blocks and a steal. So a nice night for him. Cole Anthony, 13, 6, and 1. Again, both are very fringe until Suggs is back. You'd like to think that the fact Suggs has been doubtful for the last 2 weeks. Again, what kind of injury reporting is this? Let's not go down that path. Until he's back, Black and Anthony are okay. Hopefully he's back after the break and the Magic can start performing like they were earlier in the season. That was just a weird, depressing, infuriating game. Let's go to the next one, the Spurs and the Celtics. Celtics, pretty comfortable, 116-103. Devin Vassell, another poor night, 8 points, 2 steals. I mean, I like Vassell. Anyone that watches me knows I like Vassell. I'm not dropping him. My levels of concern are certainly increased or have increased lately. Stephon Castle is arguably, I don't even think you have to argue. He's playing better Vassell at the moment. So, like I said, I'm not dropping Vassell, but he really needs to pick up his game and start performing consistently. He's having the odd good game, but it's not looking great. Wemby had 17 and 13 with two blocks. De'Aaron Fox, 23 and 5. Chris Paul, 28 minutes are good. 8 assists, 4 steals, good. Offensively, he's not really featuring too much. I think he's still a hold, though, because those strengths of his assists and steals are still valuable. Sohan, another player I'm starting to get a bit worried about. 4 points in 13 minutes. Maybe they aren't going to prioritize him to a point where he's a starter. I thought they were, but I'd probably hold him if you could, but I absolutely understand it if you want to move on from him as well. For Boston, as per usual, not a lot to talk about. Pritchard, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. He's okay to roster. You don't have to. Sam Hauser had 2 threes in a spot start. He, again, streamer, nothing more. Horford, 6 and 10 with 2 blocks in a spot start. Once Jaylen Brown is back and once Drew Holiday is back, Horford, Hauser, Pritchard, all of those guys go back to being just waiver wire targets, I think. Cleveland at Toronto. Cleveland, 131-108. Relatively comfortable here. Didn't need to extend themselves too much. Mobley, Jared Allen, Donovan Mitchell, Garland all were fine. DeAndre Hunter had probably his best performance since moving to Cleveland. 18 points with a steal, 5 rebounds. Just a points and threes guys. A guy, you don't need to roster him. He probably is going to be on a roster in most standard leagues just because of the scoring upside. Max Strus had 14, 5, and 6 with a steal. Actually don't know who I'd prefer there. They're very similar. Strus tends to do a little bit more across the board. Hunter probably has more upside in terms of scoring. So whatever. Both of them can be rostered. Neither of them can be rostered. And Sam Merrill, he would be third in that bunch if you need threes and nothing else. For Toronto, RJ Barrett returned 27, 4 and 4, 3 steals. Of course, he missed 4 of his 7 free throws somehow. He continues to just be a terrible free throw shooter. But the efficiency from the field was good. And I was surprised, actually. I didn't think they'd get him back in there before the break, but they did. And they still lost, so it doesn't matter. Scotty Barnes had 16, 11, and 7 with 3 blocks and a steal. Relatively efficient as well. So another good night for him on the second night of a back-to-back. Jonathan Mobo started at center again. 8 points, 5 rebounds. We don't need to be prioritizing him or Grady Dick. Ochai Agbaji had 15 off the bench. Don't need to be prioritizing him either. Don't really need to be prioritizing anyone outside of quickly Barrett and Barnes at this point. Of course, Jakob Poeltl, if and when he comes back, and Brandon Ingram, who signed a contract extension with the Raptors, so I guess he is part of their long-term plans. They then came out and said that there's a chance he doesn't play again this season. So, yeah, we don't need to elaborate on what is, I guess, the worst ankle injury in history. Maybe he comes back. There's no incentive at all here other than to get him some reps on the court with his new teammates, but he can do that at training. For the next game, Hawks and Knicks. This one goes into overtime. Knicks get the win, 149 to 148. Not a lot of defense being played. For the Hawks, Reese Ishay, the steal and the block, a nice 16 points, 30 minutes. He's in that DeAndre Hunter discussion. We know there's a bunch of those guys. Mohammed Gay started, played 16 minutes. They just went with a lot of Caris LeVert and George Niang in this one. Okongwu had 21 and 14, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 3 of 8 from the line. He's better than that from the line. That is rough, but other than that, a very nice performance. He was very energized. He played 41 minutes. Trae Young, slow start. He was really slow out of the blocks offensively in this one. He had 8 turnovers. His turnovers have been astronomical lately, but he had 38 points and 19 assists, so he got going late, which was good to see. Dyson Daniels, not foul trouble. Well, Yes, foul trouble. He didn't foul out. It limited him slightly, I think, but not too much. 23 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. And as I said, Lavert, Niang, both playing around 35 minutes. Lavert had 20, 10, and 7 with 3 blocks. He did miss 2 crucial free throws at one point, consecutive. George Niang had 21, 4, and 3 with 2 blocks and a steal. Yeah, look, I guess if they're going to run with these guys, they've been very up and down. We know who Lavert is. We know what he can do. He can chip in across multiple categories. Niang is more of a points and threes guy. So I don't think we need to be rushing to add these players because Muhammad Gay could play more. But Larry Nance is out for a while. Vic Krejci is out for a while. It doesn't appear they want to go with Terrence Mann too much. Dominic Barlow played some minutes here, but Clint Capela is still out. And if we scroll down, there's not much there sitting behind them. Garrison Matthews, Keaton Wallace. That's sort of it. So there might actually be a nice opportunity here for Lavert and Niang. So if you want to take a chance on them, I'm okay with that. All right, for the Knicks, starters, huge minutes as expected. Not looking at anyone on the bench. Cat had his second straight 40-point game, 44 points, 10 rebounds, 7 turnovers. They hurt you from a center, but he had 2 steals. He had 7 threes. Mikal Bridges struggled again. The defense was nice, but yeah, he's been a little bit. I thought with OG Anunoby out, he'd probably step up a bit, and he hasn't done that. Precious Achiuwa, on the other hand, 26 and 8, 2 blocks, 1 steal. We keep holding him until Anunoby returns. Josh Hart had 18, 10 and 6 with a steal and a block. He did look a little bit bothered by his knee a couple of times during the game. The break coming up is probably just what he needs. So perfect timing, I think, for him. All right, Philadelphia at Brooklyn. Brooklyn get the win, 100 to 96. So it doesn't appear that they're trying to do it, but the Sixers are just so bad that they're tanking. Kelly Oubre had 30 points with 2 steals. Quentin Grimes had 30 points with 2 steals, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. Make sure Grimes is added. Everywhere he started, he played 36 minutes. Paul George, I mean, 3 blocks and 2 steals is nice, but 2 points in 37 minutes. I don't know what's going on with this guy. He's not washed. I don't think he's washed. Maybe he's just bothered by these injuries. Maybe his motivation is a little low at the moment, which wouldn't be surprising. You hold him, but you can't move him. You're not going to get anything back for him. Yabusele had 5 points with 2 rebounds. He's probably a hold, but his ceiling is very limited, so I don't think you have to. And for Brooklyn, as usual, good luck predicting who we are going to roster here. D'Angelo Russell, 22, 5, and 4 in 26 minutes. Keon Johnson, 6 points, 3 steals in 30 minutes. Zaire Williams, 6 points, 26 minutes. Cam Johnson, 32 minutes. They were up, 16 points, 3 steals, 1 block. It's impossible to know who to roster here. I'm just avoiding them altogether. Other than Nick Claxton, he's playing well, 13, 11, and 3 with 5 blocks. Dayron Sharp, only 15 minutes. He did have 8 and 9, 2 assists, 1 steal. Still waiting for him to step into that larger role, which I hope comes at some point, but we're not there yet. He is a stash, kind of a just doing enough guy. But Jalen Wilson, Tosin Ibwoma, Trenton Watford, who had a good game in this one, Tyrese Martin, Keon Johnson, D'Angelo Russell, Zaire Williams. I don't think any of them have to be rostered. They probably are, a lot of them. But if they're not on your roster, I would not care at all. Miami go down to OKC, 115 to 101 for Miami. A little bit worried about them. I don't really see their trajectory pointing in the right direction at the moment. Bam was good. Wiggins was fine. 13, 4, and 3 with a steal and a block. Davion Mitchell started again. He had 14 and 3. We know that he is not a fantasy player. Khalil Ware had 7 and 6 with 2 blocks in 24 minutes. I'm still holding him. But yeah, they're moving away from it a little bit. This was against OKC, so that I sort of give him a bit of a pass here. Jovic, 29 minutes. I think we're holding Jovic. He had 11, 3, and 4. Burks had 11 and 9. They did have Rozier out in this one. They had someone else. Oh, Duncan Robinson was out as well. Hakez. I don't know what Miami are going to do here, whether they're going to pack it in. It doesn't seem like a Miami thing to do, but honestly, their roster is just not great at this point. And they don't really have a lot of positives on the horizon either. So if I was a Miami fan, I'd be expecting maybe a poor couple of seasons here. For OKC, on the other hand, very business-like, methodical victory. Isaiah Hartenstein, 8-8, 2 steals, 1 block. Jalen Williams, 18-6-3 with a steal. Lou Dort even got off for 17 points with 3 steals. We know what we're doing in OKC. Shea, Hartenstein, Jalen Williams, we roster those guys. Dort, Wiggins, Joe. Well, Caruso got injured again in this one. He's quietly one of the more injury-prone players, isn't he? He just can't stay healthy. No point holding him at all. Yeah, those other guys, we just stream them in as required. Milwaukee at Minnesota. Pretty bad loss for the Timberwolves, going down to the Bucks, who were without Giannis and they were without Damian Lillard. Kyle Kuzma had 19, 13, and 1. If you can sell high on him, I would do it right now. Lopez had 11, 7, and 1. He's just settled into a very, very uninspiring role. Ryan Rollins started. We're not rostering him. We're not rostering Taurean Prince, Andre Jackson, Kevin Porter. There were just minutes here all over the place because they had those guys out. Gary Trent had another good one, 21 points with 3 threes. But again, we don't need to be holding him. And Bobby Portis has looked pretty average the last couple of games since moving to the bench, 8 points, 6 rebounds. He's probably a hold, but when Giannis comes back, when Dame comes back, what does his role look like? Is he at 20 minutes a night? Because if he is, he's probably not a hold. I would hold for now, but we could get to that point. For the Wolves, they were without Mike Conley again. So Nickeil Alexander-Walker got the start, and this is why he is not a starting player in the NBA. 5 points, 5 assists in 33 minutes. He's had some good games. Generally speaking, he's not that good. McDaniels, 10-8, 3 blocks. He's doing enough. This isn't obviously as good as what he was giving us, 2 weeks ago, but he's still fine. Rudy had 20-14 with a steal and a block. Anthony Edwards, 28 points on 10 of 33 shooting. That's a lot of shots. And he went for the win. Obviously down by 2. He went for a 3, which didn't go in. I know he's been good from the 3-point line this season, and he's hitting a lot, and he's averaging like 4 or 5 or something. But this dude is like uber athletic. Why are you shooting a 3? I'm sure that's exactly what the Bucks would have wanted him to do. Why don't you attack the basket, try and draw a foul? He shot 17 3-pointers tonight, half of his shots. I don't know. To me, that's just either weird coaching or a player who, well, I'm not going to talk about him because people know my thoughts on Anthony Edwards. And the depth continues to be a bit of an issue here. Terrence Shannon, top scoring off the bench with 11 in terms of their bench scorers, not top scoring for the game. They just don't have a lot of depth at the moment in Minnesota. Let's go to the next one. Detroit at Chicago, another win for Detroit. Not as comprehensive as the night before, 128-110. So still a good win. Tobias Harris, Another very, very serviceable, well, serviceable, better than serviceable performance. He was good. Asar Thompson has been very good of late. 19 points, 28 minutes on a back-to-back is very encouraging. I don't know whether this is going to eventually get us to the point where he's playing 28 a night, but I would make sure he's rostered. Jalen Duren, who was okay last night, he was much better here tonight, 16 and 14, two steals and a block, continues his very good resurgence. Cade had 29 points with 7 assists. Tim Hardaway, he's starting, but he's doing nothing at all, 5 points. Schroeder had 8 and 4 in his 19 minutes. So as expected, he is playing a role off the bench, not a fantasy-worthy role. Malik Beasley, only 23 minutes, but had 14 points. He has settled back to be, he's probably still a must-roster player, but he's not as valuable as he was early in the season, I don't think. And Detroit heading into the, well, there's a game tomorrow, but heading into the All-Star break, they are currently in the 6th seed in the East. So they are a playoff team as we sit right now. Interesting. I don't think we would have seen that coming into the season. We saw this, though. The Bulls suck. Dosunmu had 23 points. Buzelis, 11 points. Nothing else. Hold Buzelis. Vooch was better in this one, 21 and 14. Kobe White was not. 7 points. 3 defensive stats are good, but I think he's 2 of... No, because I've got him in a team. I think he's 4 of 26 from the field in his last 2 games. Buy low, absolutely buy low if you can. He might even be dropped in some leagues, so keep an eye out. I'm not saying he is this league winner, but he is better than 4 of 26 from the field. And we got some Trey Jones, Kevin Huerter, those guys, but we're not rostering any of the bench players there in Chicago unless they actually make the decision to lean into being terrible and embrace it and run with Jalen Smith, Trey Jones, I guess, Julian Phillips. Even their bench is depressing. It's not like they have any young players that are demanding minutes or have a ton of upside. So, yeah, I think mediocrity will continue in Chicago for the foreseeable future. Sacramento at New Orleans, speaking of mediocrity. We'll start with the Kings, who get the win 119 to 111. Keon Ellis, again, another strong performance here. The 27 points, ignore it. Well, don't ignore it. It's exciting. It's fun if you have him on your roster. But it's the second time all season he's scored more than 20 points. So we know this is not where his value comes from. He just got hot in this one. But he had 2 blocks and a steal and he played 29 minutes. So make sure he is rostered. Malik Monk he's cooled a little bit of late. He's still fine, but 17 points, 4 assists. Keegan Murray, is he a drop? He might be. He's pretty close, I think. 6, 7, and 5 with a block. 5 shot attempts. I've talked about this ad nauseum, the fact that he is the 5th option on offense and they are absolutely wasting him in the starting lineup. Not because of lack of talent, just the fact that the opportunities are not there and they're not utilizing him. Just start Keon Ellis and bring Keegan off the bench. Like, it's not a tough thing. But hey, they get the win, so whatever. Valanciunas had 5 points in 15 minutes, and this is why we sort of thought he is not someone we need to roster. For the Pelicans, Zion played, which means he probably won't play tomorrow. I think they play tomorrow. So expect a day off tomorrow for him. He was good, 33 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals. Trey Murphy, not his best night. 19, 4 and 5 with a block, still very adequate. Eve Misi had 8 and 9 with a steal and a block. He's sort of in that probably Jackson Hayes discussion, I would say, in that range of sort of very back-end centers who you're holding just because of the opportunity and the rebounds and the blocks. Alvarado had 18 and 9 with 2 steals and a block. It appears as though the minutes and the role is going to shift from one game to the next, but he's probably going to be someone we want to hold. And Matkovic went back to the bench, failed to score in 14 minutes. If you're holding him, I'm probably okay moving on, I think. It's just a little bit inconsistent at this point. Bruce Brown had 26 minutes. He didn't do much, but if he gets, if this is what he's going to do, 26 minutes, 25 minutes a night, he's someone to monitor. I'm not adding him, but I am definitely keeping an eye on things there. All right, Phoenix at Houston. Another loss for the Suns, 119 to 111. We will start with Phoenix and we will start with Bol Bol, who I'm sure was the most added player overnight. 15 and 4 with two blocks and a steal. So not as good as the previous night, but still fine. Add him, see where it goes. I'm not convinced, but like I said, he's playing, but they're not winning. So they're trying to find a winning formula here, not a fantasy formula, unfortunately for us. So make sure he is rostered. Nick Richards had 11 and 13 in two blocks. He's in that range as well with, who were we just talking about? Eve Misi, Jackson Hayes. He's in that discussion as well as a very back-end center who's fine to hold but also fine to drop. Royce O'Neal had 14 and 4 with two steals in 35 minutes. Are we rostering him? Sure. Beal will come back. He will impact all of these guys. But he's okay for now. And Grayson Allen also out, so remember that. Tyus Jones had 10 points with six assists. Six turnovers, very weird for Tyus Jones. He's normally one of the better assist-to-turnover ratio guys in the league. Ty Washington had 11 points, four rebounds, three assists. I like Ty Washington. I think he's an interesting player, but he's not going to play a role like this every night. But yeah, look, it would be interesting. It's not going to happen. For Houston, Alper and Şengün returned. Returned? Was he out in the last game? I know he was on the injury report and has missed time lately. 17 and 13, five assists, two steals, one block. Did appear to be struggling a little bit towards the end of the game, and they play tomorrow night. So I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play tomorrow. Tari Eason has already been ruled out for tomorrow on the second night of a back-to-back. He had 25, 9, and 4 with three steals, so his best game in quite a while, at least offensively. Dylan Brooks had 18 points, two steals. Amen Thompson, 18, 10, and 11, two steals, two blocks. I don't need to talk about Amen Thompson, do I? We know how good he is. Cam Whitmore had 4 points off the bench, so he did a whole lot of nothing. We don't need to roster any of those guys, except tomorrow night, as I said. Şengün could be out. Eason out already. Look at Whitmore. Look at Steven Adams. He usually doesn't play back-to-backs, but he only played 10 minutes here, so there is a chance that he plays tomorrow. Just keep an eye on that. And with Eason out, it's probably Tate that goes into the starting lineup for that game. All right, Lakers go down to the Jazz. Not sure what to make of that one. The Jazz, who really shouldn't be trying to win games, they defeat the Lakers. The Lakers were basically at full strength. Jackson Hayes only played 7 minutes, though. He left with an injury, which meant Alex Len played 22 minutes. This is why I don't see Len as a must-roster player. 4 points, seven rebounds and a block in 22 minutes. If Hayes misses time, then maybe you give Len a look, but I don't think most nights. I'd still rather Hayes, even though I think Hayes will probably, look, he's probably going to top out at about 22 to 25 minutes a night. Hachimura had 19 points. He's playing well at the moment. He's fine to hold if you just need points. Reeves had 15 and 11, shot the ball poorly, but the 11 assists are interesting given that Luka and LeBron were in the lineup. Luka still on a minutes restriction, 16, 4 and 4 with a steal and a block. And then off the bench, Connect. Look, he played. Weird situation continues. 10 points. We don't need to roster him, but he was active and out there. And Jared Vanderbilt, he sort of settled back into a whole lot of nothing. 6 rebounds in his 17 minutes. He will have streaming pockets for the rest of the season, but generally speaking, we don't need to be rostering him. For Utah, they rolled out most of their guys tonight because they probably assumed the Lakers wanted to win, but they didn't want to win enough, I suppose. Lauri Markkanen, 32 points, 3 steals, sell high. Anytime you get a performance like this from Markkanen, you can try and move him. I'm not sure whether you can, but you can try. John Collins had 17 and 8 with 2 blocks. Kessler, 16, 8 with 6 blocks. Collier had 10 and 9. Those assist numbers are very impressive. It would be nice to see the defense translate a little bit better. It's not yet, but he's still a must-roster player, as is Jordan Clarkson, as is Keontae George. Colin Sexton will come back at some point, and will make things a little bit complicated. But until then, roster all 3 of those guys. And then Filipowski, I say this every night, Zhang, Sensabaugh, we don't need to be rostering them at this point. Their time will come, but we're not there yet. All right, Portland at Denver. Denver 132, the Blazers 121. For Portland, Chris Murray came into the starting lineup. There was no Jeremy Grant. He did nothing. We don't need to look at him. Kamara had a nice two-way performance, as he tends to do, 13 points, 3 blocks, 1 steal. Anthony Simons had 26 and 6. Donovan Klingon should have been added, I would assume, everywhere. Make sure that is the case. 17 and 20 with 3 blocks in 31 minutes. The numbers are impressive. But sorry, my knee, I've just got to move it a bit. The 31 minutes are arguably more impressive. I wasn't sure we'd get him to 30 minutes, but here we are. Make sure he's rostered. Jabari Walker played the backup center minutes. Now, he's interesting. We saw last season he had a little bit of value towards the back end of the season. He had 17 and 7 here with 2 steals. Rob Williams was out, but Rob Williams is always out. So I don't mind keeping an eye on Walker. In deeper leagues, you could consider him. Shaedon Sharpe had 14 and 7 in 30 minutes. Delano Banton had 14 and 5 in his 31 minutes. Scoot is out through, we are at the All-Star break now, but he will come back. I assume he'll start. DeAndre Ayton is probably done for the season, I would think. Jeremy Grant should be. He might not be yet, although he might be. We don't know. So make sure Scoot is rostered, even though he's injured. You could probably get him pretty cheap at the moment. He may have even been dropped. So just go and pick him up, throw him in your IR spot. For Denver, Zeke Nnaji started. He had 16 points with 4 blocks and 3 steals. So if for some reason you added him tonight and were able to stream him in, you did well. This is not something we're going to see probably all season. Christian Brown, very strong night for him. 21, 10 and 6, 2 steals, 1 block. Jokic, another triple-double. Strouther had 11 and 5. He's fine as a streamer, but it does sound like Westbrook will be back after the break, so that would make Strouther a drop. Jamal Murray, career high 55 points, so if you had him on or in your lineup tonight, well done. And they got 3 points from the bench. That must be some sort of a record, I think, because they scored 132? 132, so the starters scored 129 points. I don't have records and things in front of me, but I don't think that would have happened too often. All right, the Warriors lose to the Mavericks, 111 to 107. For the Warriors, Jimmy was good. Not awesome, but 21, 9 and 7 with a block. Steph Curry, 25 and 8 with 2 steals. This, people know I'm pretty low on Buddy Hield. This is why I don't think you have to add him. 3 points, 1 of 9 shooting in 29 minutes. He will obviously be better than this, but I don't think he is a priority. Podziemski, I think he still probably has to be rostered. 24 minutes, 8 and 5, 3 steals. The minutes weren't super encouraging here, but he has been playing quite well, as has Moses Moody. I almost got the stuff up there. Moses Moody, he had 14 points in 27 minutes. Both he and Pajemski, I think, should be on rosters at the moment. Quinton Post, Kevon Looney, Guy Santos, we don't need to roster any of their centres. Although this wasn't obviously a great matchup for them because Dallas don't have any centres. Kessler Edwards started at centre. He had 3 blocks and 2 steals in 33 minutes. Not adding Kessler Edwards. I'm not adding Olivier Maxence Prosper. He had 6 points in 24 minutes. Kyrie Irving's just going to have to do a ton of stuff here for Dallas moving forward. So if you've got him on your roster, if he can stay healthy, we could get a top 5, top 8 finish to the season for Kyrie. Klay Thompson had 17, 2 blocks, 1 steal against his former team. So nice to see him out there and nice to see him out there for 34 minutes. Max Christie, make sure he is rostered as well, 17, 5 and 4. Dinwiddie, 3 points, 18 minutes. This is just going to be a situation where if he's playing well, he'll play 30 minutes. If he's not, he'll play 18 minutes. And Najee Marshall had 10 points, 8 rebounds, a steal, a block. He's okay to roster. You don't have to, but he's going to play minutes because they just don't have anyone. PJ Washington will come back after the break, we assume, and probably slot into that starting center, or at least he might not be labeled as the center, but he is going to play a lot of center. All right, and last game, which I haven't lined up here, but let me do that. Where are we? Clippers. Okay, let's open it up. Let's move it over to here. And there we go. Okay, let's click buttons. There we go. All right, Memphis go down to the Clippers. They were without Ja Morant, who, much like Caruso, Ja Morant is one of the more injury-prone players this season. Just can't stay healthy. And they fall in this one, 128-114. Desmond Bane played well. Luke Kennard stepped into a larger role with Ja Morant gone. Probably didn't stream him in tonight, given the number of games. Zach Edey, this is the risk you run with rostering Zach Edey. 4 points, 5 rebounds in 20 minutes. It's not like anyone else played well. They just wasn't a great night. Even Jaren Jackson was fairly quiet in this one. It was an average performance, let's say, from the Grizzlies. And I'm not really making any moves based on this performance. Let's look at the Clippers. Kawhi Leonard was very good, 25, 5 and 4, 3 steals. One of his better games. Norm Powell, 18 points. Didn't have to do as much on offense here tonight. Chris Dunn got the start. This was just a matchup-based decision. It had been Derek Jones who was starting. Dunn had 5 steals with 14 points. So if for some reason you had him in your lineup, you will take that and then drop him because you don't need him. Derek Jones came off the bench, 21 minutes. No reason to be holding him. He had been kind of fine, but now, no. Bogdan Bogdanovic, 18 minutes, 7 points. His role will increase. I think he will move up into probably a 25, 26 minute per night role. That might be enough to be rostered. At the moment, I don't think you have roster him. All right, let's do some questions very quickly. That was a lot of games, man. 50 minutes, wow. Okay. All right, Joseph Kim. How would I order these 4 guys? Kamara, Grimes, LeVert, Io. Let's go with Kamara. that might be the order, actually, that you've got him in. Levert's hit or miss. I think he's going to be... He could be top of this list, as we saw tonight. Of these four, I mean, Grimes was very good tonight. But if we're just looking at consistency, it's probably Kamara, Grimes, Levert, Io, or Io, Levert. Yeah, I think they're all fine to roster in a 12-team league. And should you keep playing Ayton? No, you could. No. In an 8-team league, no, I wouldn't bother. And the last questions, I don't like Draymond, join the club. He has no offensive upside, but bias aside, is he worth an add to replace Ayton? Yes, I would be fine with that. I'm not a Draymond guy either, but Ayton, as I said, he's reevaluated in a month. Why would they bring him back? I just don't think they will. But yes, Draymond has looked pretty good. I know he doesn't score the basketball, but he's doing other things, so I think that's fine. Big Baller Brand. What are my thoughts on Muhammad Gay as a silly season with Nance and Krejci out, plus Capella weirdness? There is an opening. There is, but as we saw tonight, they only played him 16 minutes. Niang was playing well. Look, I think he could be, but I also think that Atlanta are trying to get into the playoffs. So if that is their motive, if they're still striving for success, I don't think Gay is going to be used in a significant role consistently. If that was to shift, if they were to lose, keep losing games, then maybe. But at this point, yeah, probably not. Nerdy Nerd, is LeVert and Banton over Simpson and Smith Jr. of Charlotte? LeVert, I'd be okay. Banton... Yeah, probably not Banton, just because I think Scoot's going to come back after the break. And then Ben, at some point, yes, I'm sure Banton will be the answer. Smith Jr. got ejected tonight. That's why he didn't produce. So I'm not worried about that. KJ Simpson, I like him, but they just, as I said, he was just inactive tonight. So I don't know what they're doing there. So LeVert, I would probably say yes. Banton, not yet. Also, is Watford a pickup or wait and see? I think he's a wait and see at this point. Yeah. Ware or Klingon in a points league? Look, I think it's probably Klingon based on what we saw tonight and what we've seen. Yeah, I think I'd go Klingon. Should I keep Klingon? Is he top 50 candidate? Look, I guess he could be, but I think tonight was probably the high end. Obviously, the 20 rebounds, 17 points. Yeah, you get Jeremy Grant. Well, if we get Jeremy Grant back, if we get or when we get Scoot back, the points are going to come down. He's really going to be rebounds and blocks only. Should we be worried for Monk and Levine with the Fultz signing? I wouldn't be worried. At this point, no. I think Fultz will play a role, but I think it's probably a 15-minute role as a backup. So I don't think so. Maybe Monk loses a couple of minutes, but yeah, I don't think so. Is Max Christie a must-start player? Yeah, I think he is. Shout out to Ellis, Obi, and Brown for playing better than my starters. Yeah, look, we're all going to have stories like that tonight, aren't we? I think I had Grimes on my bench in at least two leagues. I'd have to go through and look, but yeah, we all have those nights. Can Klingon play 30 plus rest of season? I don't think so. I think he'll be 28. We worried about Mark Williams. I'm not more worried now than I was a month ago. He'll be rested. He'll sit back to backs, things like that. But I still think that this works out in any plays for Charlotte down the stretch. Joseph Kim, that was not your last question. Okay, another question. Would I take Draymond over Grimes and Kamara? 10-team, punting threes, soft punt points. Look, if you're punting threes and sort of points, I'd probably have him over Grimes. Would I have him over Kamara? Maybe. It's pretty close. Draymond, I think defensively, they're probably fairly equal. Draymond probably gets you a little bit more in assists. Kamara maybe in rebounds. So I think it's sort of 50-50, but I'd probably go over Grimes if you don't need threes and points. Bilal or Asar? From James. Yeah, that's actually... My gut says Asar. I just think he's been playing quite well. Bilal is really inconsistent. He will have... Bilal will have, like, I think if we think back, what, 2 weeks, he had a run of... He had like a 30-point game and a 20 or something. Whereas, yeah, Asar's not going to do that, but he seems to be more consistent. I mean, not tonight, but defensively. So, yeah, look, I might go Asar there. Jabari is returning, yes, on the 21st. Well, that's what he's hoping to do, 21st of February. So let's hope Amen keeps playing 35. Yeah, let's hope. Common sense prevails. Doesn't usually, but let's hope it does. All right, I'm going to get out of here because we're almost at an hour. So I'm pretty happy that I got that one done in under an hour. Now, yeah, the pregame shows are tricky at the moment because of my knee and painkillers and stuff that I'm on. There probably won't be one tomorrow. There's only 5 games tomorrow. Maybe I'll do one. I'll see. I've got scans in the morning. I'll see what time I get back. I am recording a show with Matty G tonight. We're doing, like, I think he's calling it some sort of a buy-sell show where we're talking about players that we think you should be trying to buy now and you should be trying to sell right now heading into the home stretch. So that'll be coming out. And then obviously there's no games for about a week. So I probably won't do a show every day. It will depend on the news. If we're getting news, injuries, things like that, I might just do some 15, 20-minute shows with some Q&A sort of time. But we'll just see. I'll play it by ear and see what we're getting because I'm not doing anything else. I can't drive. So I'm at home. It's just whether there's enough for me to talk about. Might do some guest shows or something as well, but I will let everyone know. So thank you for watching along tonight. Please go and download and like and subscribe and do all of that stuff. I'm Adam King. This has been The Bulls Deep.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.